Hey, Rich, how you doing today?
I am doing just great. Looking forward to the holidays.
Excellent. Well, with that in mind, this is the next installment in our holiday series, where we're talking about what we could do for the third person of our little trio here. And today, you and I are going to talk about what sort of gifts we would give to our pal Henry Newman.
The first one I thought, you know, because Henry's wound, he's wound a little tight.
No.
You know,
no.
And you think we should help him out there. You agree?
You think Henry's wound a little tight?
Just a little.
Well,
just a little.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, the first thing you hear when you mention Henry's name to someone, it seems it just flashes to mind as ticking time bomb. but I'd agree with that. Yeah. He's maybe a little tight.
He gets worked up. He's passionate about, you know, a lot of issues in the IO and storage world. So my first thought was let's give him a place to unwind and really, you know, let go of all that stress. And I'm thinking like a Himalayan mountain Tibetan retreat, right? So he can go live in a yurt and meditate for a couple of months and come down from the mountain and be a new, relaxed version.
Now, when you're thinking about this, are you thinking about being isolated, say, at a very peaceful type monastery monk situation, or are we talking like Shaolin type monks?
Well, I was thinking the monastery thing. So there's like bells going on and people spinning prayer wheels.
So the quiet, calm, Tibetan type of deal.
And the toughest part of this is the vow of silence that you have to take. So vocalize during this.
Wow, that would be interesting. In fact, I think if we wanted to, probably raise a fair amount of money in the industry for people to send him like that.
Yeah, in fact, and while he's there just to test his resolve, I'm thinking we should slip in some press releases from Amazon and places like that.
Say
that tape is dead or whatever we think we can bait him with so he can deal with that part of his karma. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. I think we got to price that out and get started on that immediately. I want to make sure that we have an idea of where he's going to go first, because I'd like to get that place wired for video and sound, because I think it's going to be damned interesting. I like the idea of doing that, and I think what we have to do, though, is if we tell him about it beforehand, he'll never do it. We've got to just have him grabbed, taken up off the street, thrown in the cargo compartment of some plane, and sent out.
Yeah, we just tell him it's a new IO conference, and we have a front story. I agree. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad. So what
I like
your
that. Well,
what
you know,
going to put under the tree?
It's funny. I had sort of the same thought, that Henry is wound pretty tightly, and what would help him come to grips with that? And there's a school of thought that says that you need to be put in those situations that you can't control in order to be able to let go of that impulse. And my idea is, what if we could set Henry up where he has to be an intern at a daycare center for, say, a month?
Oh, my. Yeah, so...
And not just any daycare center.
Yeah.
I'm talking about an entire daycare experience. Little kids, not normal little kids. These are kids that have some hyperactivity and ADD, so they're very curious, very active, very talky, and they also live in the daycare center. Parents that are out of town, overseas, whatever, dropping their kids off. I think that would be good for Henry.
Yeah, I mean, his need for control would certainly be challenged in such an environment. I think.
Yes, so, and I think that would be really helpful.
Okay.
I think that's something to look at. And I think this idea that you have coming up, tell them about that one.
Yeah. Well, along those lines, you know, I thought, well, where else could Henry chill, right? And down the street here in Portland, we have an isolation tank. So it's a place like in the movie Altered States, where you go in this, you float in this saltwater brine and
completely
in
it's
total
the same
darkness
exact,
and sound isolation.
And it's exactly the same temperature as your body, so you don't feel anything on your skin, right?
Yeah. So you can only sleep for so long, and after a while, your mind goes crazy and you start to hallucinate. So in the movie, the guy doing this experiment, he starts to regress and turns into some kind of proto-human.
William Hurt goes all the way back to Neolithic times, I think, or way, way back, and regresses farther back every time he does this.
Yeah, so I'm wondering what effect this might have. I hope it didn't physically change. It might regress in a technology kind of way.
I'm just wondering about what sort of hallucinations have been bobbing around inside his melon. That's something.
You know, I'm thinking 5 1/4 inch floppy drives, spinning tape computers.
You think he'd regress all the way back through storage?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, from network storage to local storage, then all the way back to the Winchester drives, those first drives.
Yeah, in fact, they used to store data on little wound pieces of copper wire, as I recall. So, yeah, you could go all the way back.
Punch cards, tape, paper tape.
Yeah.
Wow, imagine that. And so we think, though, we're agreed that whatever hallucinations Henry has, they're going to be... They're going to be HPC and storage related.
Oh, for sure. Without a doubt. Yeah.
So when he hits his fugue state at the end of it, where would he be? At the abacus? or at somebody crossing off four things, then running a line through it to make five? The first count that was ever done?
I think it was limited to how many fingers and toes those folks had back then. So was it, what is it, 8?
So Henry's back at basically cave paintings.
Everything was octal.
Yeah, it'd be like cave paintings as storage.
Yeah. So there you go.
Very good. Well, that's a great idea. I really like that last one. I think it's another one that we would have to probably... have him knocked on the head and put in the trunk of a car and delivered there. So again,
inside the tank.
And plus, I just like the idea of him getting knocked on the head and thrown in the trunk of a car. Seems like all my gift ideas, including the ones for you, end up with somebody getting knocked on the head and thrown in the trunk of a car and delivered somewhere.
Well, when that happens, I won't have to wonder where it came from.
No, you have a pretty good idea.
Okay.
Well, good stuff.
That'll be good. Yeah.
And we will talk later on with more new episodes covering HPC like we've been doing. But this was a lot of fun. And happy holidays to everybody out there.